The two members of Central New York's congressional delegation are optimistic that there will be bipartisan cooperation on some of President Trump's priorities outlined in his State of the Union address. That's despite the divisive political climate and an upcoming election. Democrat Anthony Brindisi of Utica can see progress on prescription drug cost control legislation.
I was proud to support a bill in the House that passed last year that would help do that, and hopefully we can come together with the Senate and the President to move forward on prescription drug legislation. He talked about infrastructure. Again, that's something that both Democrats and Republicans have talked about, and we need to do more to actually move forward with an infrastructure spending package.
Brindisi says the president also talked about protecting Social Security and Medicare, but the president's past budget proposals have included cuts to both programs. Congressmember John Katko also cited infrastructure and prescription drugs as key priorities. He says road and bridge work can't be delayed much longer because the highway bill is due to expire this year.
We have to reauthorize it. Because we have to reauthorize it, that's an example of something I think we can get done. I also think the prescription drug price reform, if it comes out of the Senate, which he indicated it would be through Senator Grassley, that could have a possibility of just having to straight up or down vote in the House if it can get out of the Senate.
Katko just hopes House Democrats don't load up the bill with other legislation that could kill it. He says both sides have proven they can work in a bipartisan manner, with the USMCA trade agreement as the latest example. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.